welcome to the Hope and Fang podcast. I'm Kirk Graves.
And I'm Maz Maddox.
And this is our first ever fully remote episode.
Yeah, yeah. We're remote now.
We're crossing state lines. So how the hell are ya?
I am coming out of being sick, if it's not super evident in my voice.
I mean, we usually start with an update just about like what's going on in our lives and our work, but like this whole episode is going to be an update on your life.
Yeah. So how have you been?
What have you been up to? Well, I was going to say, do you have anything work-wise you need to talk about?
Well, you know what?
Any mathematic stuff?
Yeah. So I actually, last weekend when I was like, I got a little bit of my own office set up. I don't have any art up or anything, but I went ahead and redid the outline for Ruben and Zhang's story. So it like, I actually like got a better idea. I talked to Jeff and like, we're nailing some stuff down. So my goal is next weekend to actually start working on the draft instead of just redoing the outline 14 times. So
So there's stuff going on. So you're in a new space and you felt like invigorated.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Like it was like new space, new office, you know, my trip, which we'll talk about, is definitely one of those like recharge the creative flow. Cause it was a total, you know, New York is amazing.
Right.
So yeah, I came home, was like, I got ideas and I'm excited.
And there's sunlight where you are.
Yeah.
I can tell sunlight. Just from your face.
it's so nice.
That's sunlight. I wonder what that's like.
Oh, has it been like stormy?
It's been so gray and dreary. We got snow again on Monday. Like, ew. I thought Wisconsin was just flipping you off on your way out, but no, it's flipping us all off.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Super rude.
It's been super gray. So this week it is supposed to get better. So like as the week goes on, it's supposed to get warmer and maybe we'll start actually having spring.
I will say like the Wisconsin spring is amazing. So Arkansas better bring it for their spring because my standards are pretty high.
We shall see. But yeah, what am I doing? Just work.
Yes. Yeah.
Just work. I mean, last we talked, I was working on your book. That's done. Mm-hmm. That's been submitted. Waiting on.
Awesome.
Waiting on pickups for that. And then, I don't know, I'm doing another. I'm working on a book in the Shore Thing series. Shore, S-H-O-R-E.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard of
that series. I thought was done and is now coming back with a book 6 and a book 7.
Of course.
I was like, okay, but guess what? I got in my booth today.
Yeah.
I looked up those files.
Yeah.
I had character sample voices.
Hell yeah. I was like, past you was on top of it.
Girl. I was like, yeah, I did it.
Yes. I'm proud of you.
So I actually had some references. That was nice. So yeah, I'm working on that this week. And then next week, I just kind of, what is next week? Something with Twilight Mages, I think.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool.
I think that, book 3 of that, maybe. I don't know. Nice. I don't know. I take it week by week at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just so crazily trying to do so many fucking podcasts right now that it's like...
Yeah, no shit. Like, you've got so many podcasts you're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
I figured out this morning that when Queers and Quills... Because we started with 2 episodes a week in March.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were having so many interviews, I was like, oh, we're going to have to go to 3 episodes a week in April. I did the math today, starting... May 1st, there will be an episode, at least one, every single day.
Holy shit. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. If everybody who has currently scheduled an interview shows up, there will be one every single day of May, at least until the week before Queers and Quills.
That's intense.
And if more people sign up, then we'll be going into the week of Queers and Quills and probably start releasing more than one per day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've just been keeping, and we're wrapping up the Narrator Roundtable. We have a couple more episodes to come out that, of course, did not get recorded until this last week.
Naturally, because why not have things like piled up for you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there shall be no more interviews on this podcast until I'm caught up with those other podcasts.
No, I would imagine not. Like, interviews are banned from Hoof and Fang for a little while. Like,
if
you
want interviews. We'll chat with people again in the future, but right now, no ma'am. No ma'am. So yeah, that's good. And like JP was a delight to come and
be your replacement. I'm so happy he was able to jump in and help out while I was gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you listen?
I did. Yeah. It was, good. Those are super fun.
Okay. So we don't have to play a game of, I literally thought about pulling together a quiz of like things we talked about just to see if you had listened. My God.
No, I did listen.
And then I was like, no, that'd be mean.
Thank you for not, because my memory is also shit, so I may not remember. But I did There's listen, and they were wonderful. Yeah.
So yeah, that's like my life is come in, record a book. While I'm in it, I'm doing fine. But like the second I leave that booth, I'm doing other things and my brain is like, I don't know what I did.
Yeah, it's just gone at that point.
It's totally segmented. So yeah. Yeah. So that's what I got going on.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think I'm on the like third book now of this, the Spectral file. So ooh. I've been listening to your voice for like 2 weeks straight, like between your podcasts and audiobooks. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I've been talking to you this whole week, even though we have not spoken.
You know what so many listeners feel like.
It's wild.
I'm like, wow, I'm sick of me. I can't imagine how you guys feel. But yeah, so that's, I mean, work-wise, it's a quick and easy update for me. And FYI, for folks who are wondering, we are still doing our Animorphs reaction episode over on Patreon. We have a couple of more of those coming out.
Awesome.
To finish up season one, early shift. We haven't quite figured that out yet. Give us time.
Yeah.
Also, all the previous things I just said about how busy I am with other podcasts.
Exactly, right? Yeah, we'll get to that eventually. But we both need to figure some shit out. Yeah.
And as Maz was saying, if you are interested in hearing more of my voice, go listen to The Narrator Roundtable, Queers and Quills, literally any of my audiobooks. Any of them will do.
Yeah. You're so many Kurt options.
You are not lacking for content options when it comes to my voice. All right. Now we've gotten all of that out of the way. Let's hear all about your new life. So let's start with the move. How did the move go?
The move was intense. So the actual trip was a little insane because the cats did not handle the trip very well. It was like a 13-hour drive, I think, altogether. So got cat drugs. I remember talking about the cat drugs. Didn't work. Bullshit. They did not go to sleep the entire time.
Wow.
So it was 13 hours of both cats just absolutely losing their fucking mind. And of course, I don't know, 2 hours in, they like knocked over their litter box, which they had used. So it So it got all over the nice carrier that I bought them, got on my like seats in my car. Terrible. And you can't really like clean that, like fix that during a road trip because I can't get in there and clean it up because if I open the door, they'll bolt out, right? Mm-hmm. So which everybody had a bad time, like in my car. Alex was fine because he didn't have any cats.
And no litter boxes.
So it was fine on his end, but my end sucked. We, 13-hour trip getting there. The intent was to move immediately into the house that we're in now, but the house was not ready.
Yeah.
So we had to stay in an Airbnb for 2 days, which also sucked because the cats were stressed and I didn't want to have to like unpack and then pack them up again and all that good shit.
Yeah.
So 2 days later, we move into the house, but we're trying to like unload everything with contractors because the house was not finished. We didn't have working sinks. The showers didn't work. We didn't have blinds on the windows, nothing. Right. So I was like, great. So like they're trying to coordinate fixing shit while we're like getting couches put together and things like that. So another nightmare.
Right. And I mean, was everybody cool about it though? Like, were we all looking at each other and being like, none of us like this situation. It's none of our faults. But if it is somebody's fault, it's not mine.
I was about to say, I just live here, dude. But it was a little tense because the people who were offloading stuff did not like the fact that contractors were there. Cause they're like, if something happens, they're liable. So they kicked the contractors out. They told them to leave. So the contractors had to come back the next day to fix the sinks and the toilets and give us running water and shit like that. But house still isn't done. Master bedroom doesn't have a working sink. There are no mirrors in the house. So I've been putting on my makeup with my phone. So like it's been kind of rough. I'm not going to lie, but everything is unpacked now.
It's like inside camping.
Yeah, it kind of is. It's like inside camping, like weird little things. Like we didn't have silverware for like the first week because we didn't know what box they were in because somebody else packed everything.
Right. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So like just trying to find shit was insane because like it was just labeled like kitchen and we're like, this could be like 1,000 things.
Right.
Like I forgot to send you the picture. When they were packing, we told them to pack everything, right? They walked in and they're like, everything. We're like, yep, everything you see, pack. We pulled everything that we wanted to keep, in the car and stuff. literally packed the onions that I had sitting on the counter. They put in a box.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. I took a picture of it because I found them when I was unpacking. I was like, oh shit, they really did pack the onions.
Did everything in that box smell like onions?
No, weirdly enough, they used so much paper to like wrap it up.
Okay.
It was fine.
It absorbed. Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah. But yeah,
they
so it was
literally packed the onions.
Yeah. So now this like my new phrase for trying too hard. Like, guys, we don't need to pack the onions.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? You're like going above and beyond. After all that shit, both me and Alex get super sick. I get like gnarly bronchitis. Alex is still coming off of whatever the hell he had. So we're just now starting to be on the other side of feeling like crap. Right as the weather's starting to shift, because it was kind of rainy and poopy outside, but now it's kind of nice. So I'm hoping this weekend we actually get to go out and like explore the area, maybe go check out some bike trails, you know, that kind of shit. So I'm excited to see what this neighborhood's like, but I haven't been able to see anything because we've just been stuck inside.
How long do we think it's going to be before you have all of your sinks working?
So there's only one sink left that needs to be fixed. We finally have a kitchen sink, which we didn't have for most of last week, which sucked because you can't really do, like, you can't cook. I was like, I washed the dishes one time in the bathtub and was like, I'm not doing this again. No. This sucks. So yeah, we finally have a working kitchen sink, which is really all I wanted, but that's the last one. And I think they're coming to maybe fix that tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm hopeful.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you'll look back at these few weeks and it's going to be a blip. And
it'll be nothing. Yeah,
that was inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure in the moment it feels like, what the fuck is going on here?
Really feels that. Like I was trying to be, because I'm really cool about most things. I'm like, the shit timing, it happens. The contractor's really nice. Well, he's really nice, but 2 days ago he showed up with his MAGA hat on and I was like, dude, come on. Mm-hmm. So I almost was like, you need to not come back here again.
Yeah.
But I do want my sink to be fixed. So I guess I'll let it ride for now. But yeah, so I'm trying to be just cool with everyone. But there was one day where I was like really sick, still didn't have a working sink. And I was like in tears. I was so mad.
Yeah.
So I was like, this was supposed to be nice and fixed by the time we got here. So yeah, it sucked. But you know, grand scheme of things, it could be way worse. Everybody's fine now. The cat's made it. I got the litter box smell out of my car.
We're fine. Small victories.
Small victories.
And like, I think we've talked about on the podcast too, like the way this house fell into your lap.
Right.
As like
a
great location and a good size for you guys at a good price. Like, I think in the long run, all of those things will end up meaning more. But this month, you must just be like,
I'm over it. I'm so fucking over it. But yeah, like I went to my new campus today for work and it's 6 minutes away and it's like, bam, right there. So I can leave at 8 o'clock and roll in and still be early for everything. So it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that is great. That is
great. It's pretty
well,
cool.
Well, speaking of work, you have to go into an office now.
Yeah. It's
weird. What's that like?
I don't know. Like right now, I think because it's still new and I haven't done it in years, it's still kind of like going to school. You know what I mean? Like it's still kind of exciting and new. And like I said, campus, it's like a Google campus. Like it's lots of buildings, lots of like e-bikes and cool shit to do within the campus. Like there's a local coffee place on the bottom floor of my building that does like cool artisan coffee. And everyone who works there has like gauges and tattoos. And they're like all hip.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was your gauge for a good coffee shop was
baristas. Yes. They're super cool and we vibed immediately and I was like, all right, this is awesome. So I am still digging it a lot. I'm sure that'll wear off by the time, like, you know, the first time I have to go out and it's like rainy and crappy or something, I'm going to be kind of over it. But right now it's kind of cool. Like I like my coworkers and I like, you know, the new shiny building. So it's kind of hard to hate it. So
yeah.
I'm not mad about it. It's all right.
Good.
Plus, if I have my headphones in, people leave me alone. So they pick up on the cues like that.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're as productive as you were when you worked not in an office?
I don't know. I'd probably say about the same. Like right now, it's probably equal. I probably got a little bit more work done at home because I'd be willing to stay on a little bit longer because I'm already like chilling in my pajamas and hanging out with the cats. And I'd stay on late to like get stuff done. Now when it's, you know, 4:35, I'm out the door and mm-hmm. whatever's left over is going to be there for tomorrow. But yeah, it's fine. But I think my boss is pretty chill. Like I told him today, I have a podcast and I'd like to keep recording at 4:00, and he's like, okay. So
yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you to that man.
Yes. He was like, can I guest star? And I was like, do you narrate audiobooks or write novels? And he goes, I could.
Yeah.
It's like, well, absolutely. If you do,
then get back to
us. Come on the podcast.
Yeah. Also, they have to be gay, and also they have to be sci-fi or fantasy.
Yeah. So there's a lot of asterisks there, yeah. But you know.
But maybe that's what he would choose to write anyway.
Hey, you never know.
We don't know. Yeah.
So,
So then you had a very exciting trip to NYC for
work. Yeah. It was so cool.
So dude. Glad that worked out for you. Tell me all about your trip.
So it was, okay. So, I got to go representing my company for a exclusive Switch 2 event in New York City. So it was only open to retailers and people who will sell the system eventually.
Mm-hmm. Eventually being the keyword there.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening with that system right now.
Even but I knew about that.
Like that's how
the pop culture it is that release got delayed.
Yeah. It's nuts. Well, the like pre-order got delayed. It's still coming out in June because, which is good because we, for our side of the business, like really was championing something for when it actually comes out. Mm-hmm. And when they told us the pre-orders were going to be delayed, they told us that at the event and the whole room went silent because we were like, are you shitting me? Like, we had been moving mountains to like make some shit happen. So luckily our work didn't come undone, but the delay has been a pain in the ass. But so I haven't been back to New York since I was 17. So going there as an adult was so cool.
It's better, right?
So much better. I will say though, I have learned that going to New York with 20 somethings who are in shape and like jog in the morning, not my vibe.
Yeah.
I was like the whole time I was like, I wish so desperately Kurt or Alex or somebody who is like matches my vibe was here because I wanted to eat constantly. They didn't want to go get ice cream or anything because they're all like, I'm not eating carbs. I was like, fuck you, we're in New York. God.
You're on, I mean, I guess it's a work vacation, but still, you're in New York.
I mean, we had time to go do stuff one of the nights. And so, you know, we at least trolled around the city a little bit, but I was like, oh man, I wanted to like go into some cool stores or like, you know, eat at like Magnolia Bakery was like right there and we didn't get to go inside. And I was like, oh, you guys suck. So that part wasn't great, but the event itself was really, really pimp. So when we get there, it's Nintendo. So the hype level is like through the roof. So, like all of the people who were working there, anytime that we would enter a room or an announcement was made, everybody would cheer and clap. Like it was exciting, like the entire time kind of thing. So they took us through different floors, had different things for us to do. And it was all hands-on, like playing with the Switch 2. Mm. So it starts off with like Mario Kart.
You've touched it.
Yeah, yeah. I've gotten to like play with it and see all the cool stuff it can do, the controls. I got to play a bunch of games that aren't out yet, which was, I got to geek out so hard about that shit. It was so cool. So like as soon as I walked in, and you won't know what this is, but maybe some of the listeners will, but Hades 2 was on the like the first thing when you walked in. And that is a series that's based off of like Greek and Roman mythology. And you're playing the son. Well, the original one, you're playing the son of Hades. And this one, I don't know if it's like his daughter or what, but in the original one, like it's you're trying to escape hell to like try to find your Persephone, your mom, who's like lost somewhere. And you have all these really cool characters and the like that you meet and you fight and you can romance, which I'm super into.
Yeah.
So the voice acting was amazing. Art direction's amazing. So seeing the second one, knowing it's not out yet, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Right. So I started playing it. And the guy who was manned at the station was like, oh, are you familiar with it? I was like, oh, dude, I got this. Right. So I was like playing and having a good time. And when my time ran out, it flipped back to the home screen. I was like, okay, well, you know, he was like, well, if you have any questions, the game developers are here. And I turn around and the people who made the game were just like hanging out. So nice. I got to talk to them and basically just fangirl. I didn't give them any good feedback. I was just like, I like your game.
Right.
But, you know, I was happy. So yeah, I got to do that. Got to play Mario Kart, the new one that's coming out in July. And that was a blast, of course. I made friends with this one chick who she walked in and she was wearing a dress that had like the little gray alien faces all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked over, I was like, we're friends immediately. Yeah. Do you want to just play Mario Kart? She's like, yes, it was awesome. And I found out she works for my company just out of a different office. So now we're like slacking back and forth and stuff. So I made like a bestie like day one. It was awesome. But yeah, so it was fantastic, man. We just got to play with the Switch for like 2 hours and then they kicked us out and we went and got sushi and played around the city. So
nice.
It was pretty pimp. I had a great time.
All of that will be very helpful for your day job.
Yes, big time. So I got to meet and network with some really great connections within Nintendo and some of my past life people who I knew, they were there. So I got to say hi.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that was cool. They like rolled in. And I was like, I know you. And they're like, what the hell are you doing here?
And you're like, I'm a big deal.
Yeah, I was like,
with the other people who hired me.
Exactly. The other people brought me here. It's no big deal. So yeah, it was really cool. So yeah, the connections and stuff I made and just reinforcing like some partnerships I have within the company was great. Mm. Yeah. A+ trip. Had a great time.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Did you get to do any New York stuff that wasn't attached to the conference?
Not really. So we went to, I'm going to sound like a jerk. So we went to the 9/11 memorial, which is cool, but that wasn't like super high priority for me. Because I'm like, one, I saw the site a year after the tragedy.
Mm.
It was a little bit different coming back and seeing it like 20 some odd years later, how it's rebuilt. And it was beautiful, but it was closed. So we couldn't even go like look at the fountain or anything. So it was just us kind of like hanging out near it and being like, okay.
And the other, I haven't been to it yet because it's far.
It was a 30 minutes. From where everything
else is. So someday I will make the trek, but it still feels like a trek and like you have to decide we're spending half a day to go do that.
Yeah.
And like every time we're in New York, it's like there's people to see, there's places we want to go, we want to see shows. So we're pretty much sticking closer to Midtown. Or if we're leaving Midtown, we're going to Brooklyn or to Queens or Harlem where our friends live so we can meet them.
Yeah.
And really, just nothing has taken us down to the financial district.
Yeah. Other than the memorial, there's nothing else to really do there.
Right.
So we were hanging out there at like 7 o'clock at night. Everything was closed. It was quiet. And I was like,
who are these people you went to New York with? We need to have a conversation. Cause I could have been like, guys, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
That's not how you spend your time at 7 o'clock at night in New York City. You don't go to a closed memorial.
Yeah. Right. I was like I don't know. They had been a few times and I guess, I don't know what their vibe was, but it definitely was not have a good time in New York. It was like hit all the weird touristy staples, but not the fun ones. So they wanted to, we did the 9/11 thing. And then we literally sped walk through Times Square and was like, yep, there it is. And then we went back to the hotel and I was like, okay. So yeah, at that point I was like, it's like 9:30 at night. I have to get up to go home the next day. So I just went ahead and went back to my room. But yeah, I was like, damn. So we got to go. But like at some point, the universe has to place us both there so you can actually show me a good time in New York.
Well, I'm glad you had a chance to go and I'm glad this event was successful. And I hope it can prove successful so that they keep sending you on more trips because you can be like, it's worth it. Look at these connections I'm making. Look at like how this is helping my job.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. Although like I didn't have a company credit card, so I had to pay for my hotel and food and stuff. Mm. Until I can get reimbursed, which kind of sucked because it was crazy expensive. Like the Uber.
You don't say.
Yeah, no, yeah. Surprise. New York's expensive.
Right.
But I took a an Uber because I didn't know how to do the train stuff. So I took an Uber from the hotel to downtown and it was, from the hotel to the airport. And I think it was like $80. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So yeah, it was a lot to get around to do anything, but still fun. I'm glad I went.
Yeah. What airport did you fly out of? Okay. Well, good news. There aren't trains to LaGuardia anyways.
Well, hey.
So you would have had to take a rideshare or a cab there no matter what. And yes, it does cost about $80. So.
Yeah. Well, at least I won't be surprised. But yeah, there's a direct flight there from my airport. So I was hell yeah. So I just did that.
Yeah. Yeah. I prefer LaGuardia, but it is getting from LaGuardia to the city is expensive.
Because
even if you take one of the yellow cabs, it's still like $50-$60. But
oof.
You know, the alternative is you fly into JFK and then you can take the subway, but it takes you like an hour and a half. And it still costs you like $30 for that ride. So it's like, we've done both. I prefer just load everything into a Lyft and away you go. And especially because LaGuardia has, since they've redone it, has all of those really nice spots for you to get a Lyft or an Uber.
It was really easy. I was, I was really kind of stressed about it because I've been to airports that didn't have that kind of stuff set up.
Terrible. But it's like, they just redid it within the last 5 years. So it's set up for that.
Good. Yeah, it was super easy. And I was like, oh God, if I could figure this out, then everyone's set. You know what I mean? So
And they have, they have those at every terminal. And it's just like, flying into LaGuardia is easy peasy. Just a little, it just costs you a little bit, which is why you should, when you travel to New York, travel with people so you can split that cost.
That's smart. That's the way to go. Yeah.
Coordinate with, like who else is arriving around this time so we can both get a cab to the same
hotel.
Split a
ride. For sure.
Yeah. But, you know, you'll get used to it as you do more and more work for travel. I'm sure you'll end up back in the same places and like get used to the spots, which is.
I would like to go back again so I can like have that under my belt. So now I wouldn't feel as intimidated to like go out and do stuff myself. Cause like you mentioned doing shows and I was like, I don't think I'll have time for a show, but if I did, like I would have just gone and done it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, and you're also in that phase of this job where like, if they send you to a conference or an event, you're staying from the beginning to the end and you're making sure people see your face and you're doing
it.
Like, eventually you reach a point where you're like, I'm going to duck out of here at 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I'm here. I got what I needed out of this. And now I'm going to go enjoy myself.
Yeah.
You know, but you,
that would
you
be awesome.
You're in good student mode right now.
I very much am. Because
the new job.
There was a point where, so two things. I broke the rules on one thing. When we were leaving the Switch 2 event, they had free backpacks to give everyone. And I was told we're not allowed to take one. And I was like, okay. So I didn't. But we ended up having to go back to the event because somebody forgot something. And one of the people I was there was like, hey, she didn't get a backpack. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. So I just took one.
Nice.
And I ran back to my hotel and threw it in my room so nobody saw it. Because I'm pretty sure somebody'd be like, we told you not to take that. And I would have been like, what? And then the other thing was, I also wasn't technically allowed to go to dinner with Nintendo. But I was invited by the other people who were allowed to go. And I decided last minute, I was like, I already stole a backpack. I don't want to push it. So I didn't go to dinner. And we did that terrible speed walk through New York instead. I was like, I should have went to the fucking dinner.
Yeah.
But
especially if like people from your job were like, you can come to the dinner.
They're like different part of the business. So since I am technically a merchant, I'm not allowed to go and I can't accept gifts or have dinner because then it shows like favoritism because I could boost them on the website or something stupid. But the people who were in marketing and
what a strange thing to have a super strong ethical stance on company that I know just got rid of all your DEI initiatives.
Yeah. Right.
But like, that's an ethical thing. We'll go too far.
Yeah.
You can't
do
have
that.
Dinner with people. The people who are throwing the event that we all came for.
Yeah.
Like that's not enough of an incentive.
Yeah.
Also, like, that like probably $6 backpack they gave you, like, ooh.
Yeah, no, watch out, guys. So that's stupid. Just dumb little rules like that. So that's all right.
You'll follow them for as long as you have to, and then you'll learn where the gaps are.
Exactly. That's my favorite part is figuring out like the little wiggle room of like, what can I get away with? And I could just be like, oh, whoops, if I'm caught, and what lines can I not cross, kind of thing.
Yeah. Is it okay if I take the backpack for my nephew?
Well, if whatever. I already had like a whole plan in my head, if I got like, if somebody saw it, I was going to be like, I snagged it for my, you know, for my partner. It's not for me or something, or like my nephew or something like that. But yeah, nobody said anything. So it's fine.
And also they probably don't really care. And again, a backpack is not an extravagant gift. You're not going to walk around and be like, well, they gave me that backpack. I should probably feature them. Also, I'm sure Nintendo is going to be prominently featured anyway.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, they're like, well, we can't show favoritism. I'm like, are you kidding me? We've been kissing their ass for like 3 months. But all right, cool.
Corporate life. Well, I'm glad you got to go. Like a lot of fun. I'm certainly jealous. And I knew you and one other person who were both there this last weekend.
Really?
Or last, like within the last week, like somebody else I know was there for a healthcare conference. And I was like, what? Why is everybody going to New York and I'm here?
I wish I could be like, oh, he's a, I don't know, an advisor or like a marketing expert or something. And somehow get you to go.
No, I'll just have to wait. Probably next year will be my next trip. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I'm chomping at the bit to go. So if you guys do a trip, let us know. Maybe, damn it, sorry. Maybe me and Alex can meet you guys out there and be fun.
Yeah. 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 It's definitely the type of place that you can have fun with a small group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And like just, there's so many different things to enjoy and so many great places to eat. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's a great, I miss New York. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I do too. So. Yeah, I do too. I just went there for a couple of days and I'm already like, I got to go back. Like, yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm very excited for Portland next month, which will be so much fun, partially because of the city, but mostly because of the people who are all gathering in that place. The fun thing about New York is it's both. Like, it's an exciting place to be. There's tons to do. And there are so many people I know who are already there. And then oftentimes I'm there for like a conference, a work conference, and that's where all the narrators. So it's like, it gets to be both. It's like, I get to see all my people and I'm in a cool place. Portland, so cool. I'll get to see all the people. And we'll be in a convention center that's like adjacent to a cool place, but it'll probably cost us like a $30 Uber ride to get to the cool places.
Probably. But hey, we can split that. We can make it work.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I think that is enough for this week. We'll let you get back to not talking so your voice can rest. Hopefully you're feeling better next week.
Well, that's the kick in the ass, is that like I feel fine, but I sound like death. And dude, and like when I worked out of the Hoboken office when I went to New York.
Oh, okay.
And I sounded really bad because the plane ride like disturbed everything.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I got in the office and every single person I talked to was like, "You're all right?" I'm like, "I swear to God, I'm fine. I sound like I'm carrying the bubonic plague into this office, but I promise you I'm okay."
Yeah.
But yeah, I just can't get rid of this fucking cough. Like, I sound terrible. So maybe by next week it'll be just a normal dry cough. It'll be fine.
Hey. Been there, done that. Hope. So, yeah. And they do seem to be sticking around longer, but
they really do.
You know, people don't listen to this podcast for us to talk about.
Well, yeah,
RSV.
Yeah,
or
this
like
is just. Germs. Well, I haven't talked to you in forever, so now you get all the like true nonsense that I usually talk to you about off camera.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you are wanting more of us, go find all our socials. We're posting a lot about Queers and Quills.
Mm-hmm.
Over on Instagram. And then, you know, the website still exists, so you can go there if you want to.
Yeah, why not?
Patreon's happening. So all the usual stuff. We will be back next week with God only knows what, as we still figure this all out. Well, it was good to see you. And thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, see you then.